How do I avoid offending traditional notions? Follow the rules. Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 4 is going to be your friend. 4C1C2 tells us that you have to serve the summons and complaint. Okay, duh. We all get that, but who can do that? Well, any one of you. I think you're all over 18, so that means we're all in the game. We can all go serve anybody anytime. Then you have to just fill it out, do the return of service. All right, so how exactly are we going to do that? Well, if we keep reading the rules, we get to 4H, and that tells us, because we're typically in our world, look, we're usually not suing individuals for patent infringement. I know that happens, but typically we're suing corporations, associations, LLCs, and the like. So that means we have to go down to 4H, and that tells us what we have to do. All right, pretty straightforward. You can serve an officer, managing agent, authorized to receive service, you know, corporation service, whatever. Do that. Follow those rules. That's easy if you're in the United States. That's all well and good. Now it gets complicated if we move outside the United States. And when we do that, we know that it's going to get hard because this tells us there are specific ways that we have to do this. And when you use the phrase, at a place not within any judicial district of the United States, you know you're in for a little bit of a ride because even that language isn't terribly straightforward. Also, you'll notice that the rule says must be served. Must be served in this particular way. All right, so we're going to be complicated. 4F is going to give us three different options. The first, this is for serving your foreign corporations outside of the United States, so not within any judicial district of the United States. First option, basically Hague Convention, right? Okay, so that's great. Now we got to go read an international treaty to figure out how to do this. The good news about that is it's extraordinarily specific about what you have to do. The bad news is every member state can tailor that and change the rules on you, which means you're going to have to go to all kinds of different websites about the Hague Convention and those treaties and read those and see who's opted in, who's opted out, who's restricted what you can do or not, what you can and can't do. But it's fine. It's all written down, so you can go read that and figure it out. That's one option. All right. Well, why wouldn't you do that in every case? Well, it can be very expensive. If you're going to serve somebody in Finland under the Hague Convention, you're going to have to translate everything, and I do mean everything, into Finnish. That's going to take some time. It's going to cost a lot of money. And there are some member states that are not exactly prompt on their service. That can be a problem. So you could go get everything translated, spend the money, say, oh, that's great. Now you send it over to the central authority in China. And 2 years later, you call them up and say, exactly what is going on over there? And they say, oh, we're on COVID lockdown and we're not doing anything. So we haven't served a single thing in 2.5 years. Okay, that's a problem. Then, of course, there are the non-member states like Taiwan. Look, we all know that there are a lot of, for example, what I do, chip manufacturers in Taiwan. Good luck serving them. Okay, sure, you can send out your little letter saying, hey, would you waive service? And if they say no, what are you going to do? Well, that brings us to the next option. There's option number two, again, outside of the United States. You can do things that are reasonably calculated to give notice. Again, don't offend traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. What are those three things? Don't violate the local law. Follow the local law. Taiwan's going to have some rules about how you can serve people, serve companies, follow those rules. That's all well and good. Typically, that's going to be with the letters rogatory. That's also going to require translation in most circumstances. So again, it's not going to be fast, but or cheap, but it's an option. And then the third option under this straightforward one is, okay, mail with the requirement that it be served to get a signature. So if you're on the defense side and you see somebody coming through your door with required service and it's a big old package from a law firm or a court in the United States, it's possible that you might direct people to go, yeah, they're not here. That might happen and it's sent away and therefore no service is accomplished. All right, so all of that has failed. Now what do you do? This thing called alternative service. And you're thinking to yourself, well, it's an alternative to what? All those other things that are specific in the rules? Great. Now we're in 4F3. We have very straightforward language. By other means not prohibited by international agreement as the court orders. Great. That's specific, not. So what do we know from this? You have to get a court order, which means you have to file a motion with the court and say, hey, we want service under Rule 4F3, not prohibited by international agreement. So is it prohibited by the Hague Convention? Is it prohibited by some other treaty? Is it prohibited by the – now we get into a gray area. If it's prohibited in the member state but it's not mentioned in the international agreement, is it prohibited by international agreement? Well, the courts have said a lot of things about that, and basically what they've said is, look, if they don't come out and specifically say, no, you can't do this in the international agreement, then it's allowed and thus not prohibited. That's what the U.S. says. We're really not sure yet what somebody like the Chinese Central Authority or Chinese District Court is going to say about that, so that's a word of caution. And then, of course, you still can't defend the traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. All right, so what is this? This sounds pretty extraordinary that I can get an order to serve somebody outside of the United States with just going into court and saying, hey, all this other stuff failed. Well, it's not extreme. It's not extraordinary. And we know this because the Federal Circuit has told us so. The Federal Circuit has said it's not a last resort. It's not extraordinary. It's not disfavored. And it's not even dominated by those other two sections of 4F. So this is something that you can do right out of the gate. You legitimately could say, okay, let's go with this alternative service, file a motion, and lay out your case. Because it's independent, it stands on equal footing with everything else.